When Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Tanya Kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kevosei de Reish Lakish. We had learned on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Makor of Prishe B'Yom HaKippurim. Rabbi Yochanan learned out Prishe from Yom HaKippurim from the Miluyim. Kasher osa b'yayim hazeh tziv Hashem lasis lachaper aleichem. That's going on lachaper aleichem. Lasis lachaper aleichem is going on Yom HaKippurim. Reish Lakish teis takashe ter Rabbi Yochanan. If you learn out from the din prishim Yom HaKippurim from the miluyim, sima miluyim kol hakoso bem ma'akiv bem, apochanami kol hakoso bem ma'akiv bem. So all the halachis, which were by the Miluyim, are Ma'akev, and by Yom HaKippurim we see that they were maskinin koin achet achtov, they were not mafrish this koin. That was al kaponim Reish Lakish's kashe to Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish himself said that the mekor of prishis you learn out from Har Sinai. By Har Sinai v'cheseyu ha'ono on sheishes yomim, so we learn out, and we'll see later in the sugya, that 6 days after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Poirish in the Onan, in order to be able to enter Machne Shechina. So now the Gemara is going to bring Tanoim, Tanya Kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kevosei de Reish Lakish. So that's what Rashi says, Tanya Kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan, the Yalef Mimiluyim. Reish Lakish, the Yalef Misinai, the Makor of Prishe. Tanya Kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan. Bezois Yovei Arin al HaKodesh. So what is the Bezois going on? Bameh She'omar Be'inyin. What was mentioned by another Inyin. This should be by Bezois Yovei Arin al HaKodesh. Mahi, which Inyin are we speaking about? Be'inyin the Miluyim. The Inyan of Miluim, so this should apply by Aaron when he was Nichnas al HaKodesh. Uma Omor Be'inyan de Miluim, what was mentioned by the Inyan of Miluim? Aaron Pirish Shive Vishimesh Yoimecha. He was Pirish 7 days and he did the Avodah 1 day. Umoyshe Musa Aloik Kol Shiva Kedei Lachanchoi Ba'avodah. And in these 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was nimsa loy that he should teach him hilchas avoyde. Bafle doires, kayin godol poire shive, umishame shemechot, so le doires also we have an oga of prishe, ushnei talmide chachomim mi talmidov shel Moshe, lafuki tzudoikim musorim loy kol shive, kedei lechanchoi ba avoyde. Mikan Omru, so from here we learn out, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishin Koyin Godol Mibesoy Lelishkas Parhedrin, Uchishem Shemafrishin Koyin Godol, Kach Mafrishin Koyin Aseire Vesapore Lelishka Shalpne Habiro, Sofoyna Misrocho. Ve'echot ze, Inside the Koyin Asayrev, Mazin Orov Kol Shiva Mikol Chatoi Shehoyusham, from the Eifer Chatos, from all the Eifer Chatos that they had. The Imtaima, and seems that this is also from the Limud, from the Miluyim. The Imtaima be Miluyim Dam Ochemayim. How could you learn out that there's a chiyuv hazor by the prishe of the Kohen Gadol from the Shiva Shemei Miluyim? There there was hazor's dam and here there's hazor's mayim. Amrit nichneso mayim tachas dam. That by the Kohen Gadol, so fakel, this is bemokim the dam. So the first drosha is from the Miluyim. Ve'oimer kasher oso b'yoyim hazeh, tzivo Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Lasois eilu maise pore. Lechaper eilu maise yom ha-kippurim. So we have two limudim of prisha. Now the Gemara says weiter. The Gemara asks, "Vahai bezois mi boile legufe? How can you learn out from the bezois that the zechi of prisha bezois yovei aron al hakodesh? The bezois is coming to tell us that bepar ben boker vahai bezois mi boile legufe bepar ben boker lechatos vahai leoila." So how can you learn out from this pasuk that is a chiyah prisha? Omri, so the Gemara says, I'll tell you. I lekol ban lechudei. If it is coming to tell us only that he has to bring these kolbonis, papalo ilo vayi lechatos, papa ben boko lechatos vayi lo ilo, I lekol ban lechudei, lei mekro boze, oi be'eile. Because the par, and the ayil was the chorim. So why does it say bezois loshen akeve? My bezois shamet mino tarti. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Bezois kro yeseirehu kidelekamon lemedrish bey. The Dorish Bei Hochi Bezois HaToyre HaAmure BeInyin BeMokei Machar. This Toyre, these Halachas, which were mentioned someplace else, so this Toyre applies by Aaron also, Yovei Aaron Elokeidish. Now, that's what Rashi says, Kro Yeseire, Kedel Kamon, the Gemara does not say it's an Ibrike Posik. The Gemara says you need the Posik to tell me that, Bepar Ben Boker and Ahayil. That's what the Posik is coming to tell us. The Posik is coming to tell us Eis is for the Kabonis. No, the Shinui Hanikud, since it says Bezois, it says Velosh in the Cave, Shmami no Tarti. So you know both things. So it seems it's not Ibrik. Rashi says it's an Ibrik apostle. It's not Ibrik. It's maybe the gender is Mishunah, so we learn that it's going on this also. But the Lashon of Rashi, Miyuter, Kedalakamon, Kho Yeseiro, Kedalakamon, Vesachnish. And also, we have to remember Rashi explains the Droshe. Bezois is going, Bezois HaToyra HaMure BeInyin BeMokei Macher. Zeis is going on HaToyra HaMure BeInyin Acher. The Toyra, the Aloche, which was Nemro BeInyin Acher. Maihi BeEze Inyin V'shimei Shoim Echod Avoida Shmini Hutlo Olov Shenema Kravela Mizbeach. So, by the Shiva Shimei Amiluyim, there was a prisha of Shiva for an avoid of Yom Echad. Lafuki tzidoikim, shayu mishanim avoidis k'teiris Yom HaKippurim, k'delekamon b'yitziyuloi. Shayu noisnim ak'teiris ala eish bachutz, v'acharkach machnisim. The tzidoikim held that you have to come to the Kodesh Kedoshim when the k'teiris already was burning ala eish. Masha'en came, the Prushim held that Vakeltet is put on in the Kodesh Kadoshim. So there were two Talmid HaChomim with Talmid of Shalmoshe that they weren't Tzedoikim. Taisvi says, Ushnei Talmid HaChomim, Bechat Tzagi, the Taisvi is Yishonim. The Taisvi is Yishonim says, why were there two Talmid HaChomim? Ela Toive Mashnayim min Ha'echad. Interesting teretz. Two are better than one. The Taisus HaRosh says that they wanted two Talmidei Chachomim, she'im yeshane, if this Kohen Gadol will take a make like the Tzedoikim, yo'idu olav shemoscho loy ilches haktores. So he shouldn't be makresh, they didn't tell him what to do. So therefore there were two Edim, that they were meyer tasters, that he had learned Hilchas Haktorah, he had been taught how to make the Haktorah. Kishem Shema Frishim Loi Mikra Yalifla Elamaila Balma. Now, according to the first drosha of Bezois, Pashteitzach, this is a drosha which only applies to Yom HaKippurim. So that what the Bereis is Messiah, Mechashem Shemafrishin Kayin Godul, Mechashem Kayin Asayrev. So this is not a limu, this is a Maila Balma. Le Mikro Yalavlo Maila Balma. Lechan Choy Lelamdoi. Amrit Amir Me'ato. Mai bezois loshen nekeve, pa va'ayr d'chsivi ba'asrei lav nekeve seim. Shma mino, so since it's at a loshen nekeve, be'inyen meluyim. So it's speaking about be'inyen meluyim, uprishe loshen nekeve. Now it seems from Rashi that the drosha is, bezois, the loshen nekeve is going on the prishe, not on the Torah. Rashi, in the beginning of the sugya, says it's going zois ha-toira ha-nemra b'nyamura b'nyin b'mokem acher. Now Rashi says it's going on the prisha ha-mura b'nyin acher. Now, we just said before, just to refresh our memories, Taisva said that the second Roshe, So Taisva said that we're not goyres elo maise pore. These three words were not goyres. Taisva is the bramasro, the rabbi dav gimel amet beis. Legersine bebraise de sanye kevosid rabbi yechnen lasse is the maise pore. Because Rabbi Yochanan personally himself held that you don't learn out Maisa Pore from this pasuk. You only learn out Yom HaKippurim. That was the Gemara we had. Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chode, Rabbi Shuba Levi Masni Tarti. Alochi Galsina Lasis Lachapel Ze Maisa Yom HaKippurim. Or else it wouldn't be Tanya Kavosi that Rabbi Yochanan Tais was held. Fragt die Gemara weiter. Mai Vaima. So we have already one drosha. We have a drosha from Bezois. So why do you need now another drosha? V'chi teime Yom HaKippurim kama hu deboi prisha. If it would only say Bezois, I would think the first Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol needs prisha, k'da ashkechen b'miluyim. Bezois is going on, is this the prisha that was by the miluyim? So just like over there, this was once in a lifetime. See, it's also the first Yom Kippur, avog Yom Kippurim da'al meloy. But the later Yom Kippurim, it is not necessary to be pirish. Inami koyin godol kamahu de boy prisha. Sarashi learns pshat. Aaron will always need prisha. It's whenever he go in each Yom HaKippurim that he goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim needs prisha. Aval koyin godol ba'al meloy, but the kahanim gedoylim which were after Aaron do not need prisha. Toshma kasheroso. So that's why the Bereisa brings a second limud. To tell us Ledoiris. So Trashi, Koyin Godol Kame, Arain Levadoi Kol Yomov, Avodoiris Aboim Loisinek, Shleinema Ela Arain, Bezeshave Arain Ela Kodesh. That's what we learn now from Lechaper to tell us that all the time. The Mephoshim ask a kasha, so I bezeh let's point out lechaper. So why do you need the bezeis? The Ritva is the kasha, the Gvosari is the kasha. That's when someone wants to say that I wouldn't say bechlal the zachi of prisha. I wouldn't darshan this posik that is going on prisha. I would say pashta dekro is that kasha also It's speaking about the first day of the Shivish Yemei Miluyim, that all the pu'ulas which were done the first day of the Shivish Yemei Miluyim should be done all 7 days. But Bechlal, it's not going on and a gilui on other halachas, that is a chiyuv prisha. But since I see from the pasuk of Bezois that there is a chiyuv prisha, so then I say that this pasuk is being megala that there's a chiyuv prisha l'dayas. So this was the Baraisa that was Araya to Rabbi Yochanan. That we learn out the Chiyuv Prisha from the Shivish Yemei HaMiluyim. Tanya Kebosei de Reish Lakish. Now the Gemara brings Araya, a Baraisa, Araya to Reish Lakish. The Baraisa says, Moshe Ola Ba'onon, V'niskase Ba'onon, V'niskadesh Ba'onon, Telekabel Teire LeYisrael B'Kdusha. Shenemar V'yishkoin, in Seif Parshas Mishpotim, it says, V'yishkoin Kvoid Hashem Al Har Sinai, Zeho Yemaise Achar Aseres Adibrois, Shehoyu Tchila La'arboim Yoim, Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili.
These were the 6 days prisha after Matan Torah in order to be oilul shemayim to be oilul machshinah. That is one way we can learn Shas. We can learn a second way Shas with this process, that this process is speaking about Reish Chodesh Kodesh. By each of the Kodesh Hashem Al Har Sinai, Echaseyu Ha'onon Sheikh Yisachos, that the how was covered each day, while Moshe Vayem Rashmini Yisrael Ha'onon, and this was Yom HaPitoyim, and it was a student of Moshe Ha'onon. According to this chart, we don't have any gemes that is a key of teacher for one who was in the first Matthew. Now let us see the Gemara. Anye kevrosa yereshua. Moshe olo ve'onon, v'nitkase ve'onon, v'nitkade ve'onon, kedei lekabel teira v'yisrael v'kdusha. And Emma, This happened after the Aseres Adibris. This first 7 day period was the beginning of the 40 days. But there was a need to make a prisha of 6 days, and then the seventh day by Yikra Moshe was the seventh day after the prisha. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglil. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Zeho Yamaise Kloima. Iato Yoche Loima. Yechaseyu Vloho Vloila Moshe. You cannot say that pshat in the posik is that there was v'chasei lo v'loyla Moshe. V'eilu shisha yomim heim, in these 6 days, shahoyu meroish chodesh, sheboil l'sinei ad yoyim atin teire. The posik is speaking about that Bar Sinai was mechuse, v'ein kan prisha klal l'moshe, and there was no prisha at all for Moshe Rabbeinu, shrei oison shisha yomim, Olav Yorad Bashkomet Lasiran Al Prishosam in a Isha Mitzvah Sakbola. Zois Loi Toima. You shouldn't say that. Lefisha Ze Maisa Hoya Acher Aseres Adibris. Don't say that you can't learn out a Chiyuv Prisha from this Posek. Because this Posek is speaking about what occurred the first 6 days of Chodesh Sivan. Don't say that. Loi Toima. This occurred after the Aseres HaDibris, but Chilas HaBoim Yoyim, שנכנס למחנה שכינה לישום עם השם ולקבל הלוחס. וכמה היא מפורש מייך פשיטה לדחה סרסי בזו ישישו יומים הלולו. How does he take it now? How does Rabbi Yosi Glili take it now? Zeho yamaisa achar aser asad imtzak. He's saying it with a behiris that this happened afterwards. You shouldn't say it happened before. How does he take it now? That's what Gemara is going to explain later. So I had a shtikul diuk. The Gemara is going to say that the Tanya Kavosi the Reish Lakish. So who's the Tanya Kavosi the Reish Lakish? This is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili was the one that said that you need Parisha Kaidem Shanichnis Lamachne Shchine. Now, before the Gemara and Av Gimel Amid Beis, when Reish Lakish said Hishtik Teire, so the Av Gimel Amid Beis, it says, That one is nichnas lamachne shchine, you need prisha. So Reish Lakish understood why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to be porush, because he was nichnas lamachne shchine. And therefore Reish Lakish learned that. So who adina kohen gadol das nichnas lefnai v'lifnim. This is equivalent to Machne Shchine. Also, you need Prisha Shisha. That was Reish Lakish. Now, Rashi also says this when Rashi explains Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rashi says, Shenichnas, Maiso Yachar Aseres Adibris, Betchilas Aboim Yoim, Shenichnas Lamachne Shchine, Liye Shamim Hashem, Lekabel Aluches. So, Kaponim Rashi, what have you said, what have that the time of the prisha was because it was nichnas lamachne shchine. But the loshen abaraise, niskase ba'onon, v'niskadesh ba'onon, kidei lekabel teure li Yisrael b'kdushe. The loshen abaraise would seem that the purpose of the prisha was als kabolas ha'teure. Kabolas ha'teure is mechayev prisha. I mean, if it's a din als machne shchine, so then you can learn out. The kohen gadol b'yom kippurim, you can learn out. It's a din aknisa l'yom kippurim is mechayev prisha. But the lashon of Rabbi Yosi Aglili goof. I don't know. Rashi seems to say a little different than the lashon of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said it's a din a kabbalas atayre b'kedusha. That's mechayev prisha. But upon him, the Gemara understood that this Rabbi Yosi Aglili, this is a raya to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Vayishkoin Kvoid Hashem, that what it says in Pasuk, Vishkin Kvoid Hashem, Meirosh Chodesh. This is not speaking about after Aseres Adibros, this is speaking about Rosh Chodesh. Vayechaseyu Heonon, and the Ho covered Laho, the Onon covered the Ho. Vayikro El Moshe, so now we're speaking about before Matan Torah. Vayikro el Moshe, so Vayoy Mashvi, it says, Vayikro el Moshe, Vayoy Mashvi, Mitoicha Onom, Moshe v'chol Yisrael oimdim, Leibo HaKosov, Elo l'chalek, Kovid le Moshe, he says, Yoy Matan Teire, there was a besondere kriye le Moshe. Zogt Rashi, Vayichaseyu ha'onon, Leho, v'loy le Moshe, Shrei kol oison sheish ish yomim, Olo v'yorad mashkoma, Leimelem, Atomisa Mashasi Sila Mitzrayim. Vayoshev Moshe's Divra Yom El Hashem. Mochan Emoloi Lech El Ha'om Vekidashtam. Lechreitho Reithoid Ba'om. Vemocha Shver Dereshash Tolza. Vloi Bo Akos Vloi Mevayikra O Moshe Levadu. We're speaking about before Matan Teire. Elo Lechaleik Loikov. That was Lechaleik Loikov. Rabbi Noson Oimer. Now Rabbi Noson is more or less like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, but with a different lumdus. Loibo akosuv elemareik achile ushtiye shebemeyo lesoimoi kemalachay asharis. So Rashi
למריק אכילה שתהיה, רב נוסן סובו לא קרב יויסי הגלילי. The prisha lemoisha havoy. This was 6 days after Matan Torah. Ach loy lumeid mikan leshar anichnot. Man di omar b'shishom. Kedi nos v'hochi. Perish I besom kech lechik shel elokam and hach shom abon b'yizayim b'tamish nishtabar aluches. So he explains when he was olo. Bishiva Ola la Kabbalah Luchas Vishom Emye. Rabbi Yosef Lili Sovolo Ketana Kame. Hilkach Shisha Yomim Vyoim Ashvi Al Kochoch Acher Aseres Adibrasoyim. Because the Torah was given on the 6th day. Pirish Moshe Shisha Yomim Bishvi Nichnas la Kabbalah Luchas. Rabbi Kiva Sovla Krabi Yaisi, Ilkar Shvi Ze Zain Lechaydeshoy, and that was the Yom Kabbalah Saluchas. Bish Loi Mela Rabbi Kiva Doma Loi Havi Prisha Osam. That according to Rabbi Kiva says there was no Prisha whatsoever. Mem Yom Hoyu Velo Yoisa. Venishim Lo Biyud Zain Betamitz Chavdal Besivin Shreivov Yomim Obru Mimenu. ובשבי אולו, וכמה שנכנס בסייך השבי, כשאולו ניסקם לירד בסייך יצאים בתמש וממשלימים. That means Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up at night of the 7th day. We're not by day in the 7th day. So the Moshe wanted to be mashlim for the complete day. So therefore was Yorad Yitzayim Tamus. Kol loy, kol eilov, vayishma sakol medaber eilov, loy hoye yochol loymah. Because with Abba Eilov, Lalamdach She'elov Levadai Hoyo Nimshach HaKoyl Boyol Moed Meshukam HaMishkan, that the Koyl only reached him, the Dab Ibe Miala Kapoiris. Lehoyo HaKoyl Nishma LeYisrael. The High Krod of Yishma HaKoyl Boyol Moed Ksiv, Reisha Dekov of Moshe Leol Moed. Now let us see Taisvis. Let's see Taisvis and Hoyo. Tanya kevosei deresh lokish. We had heard before machlokes Rabbi Yochanan deresh lokish the makir of prisha. How do we know prisha? Rabbi Yochanan learned out from the prisha of the Shiva Shemei Miluyim, and deresh lokish learned out from the prisha of Matan Torah, of after Matan Torah. Tanya kevosei deresh lokish. We have a baraisa raya deresh lokish. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili Svirelei Kevosei. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Resh Lakish, that there was a Prisha before the Tachnosa Lamachna Shechina. Taimoli, Rabbi Yochanan Nami Miloi Sanye, Ho Rabbi Kiva Svirelei Rabbi Yochanan Loyalef Misinai. Why did the Gemara, here we have a Machlokes Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that there was a Prisha, Rabbi Kiva holds there wasn't a prisha. So why does the Gemara say that this Bereis is a raya to Resh Lakish? It's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan also. Bishloime kva aisi la'el tanya kevosi Rabbi Yochanan adifa minei. The masnis nestomik Rabbi Yochanan. There we have a stam Bereis that says klo like Rabbi Yochanan that the makoyer of prisha is from the Shibishim Emeluyim. But we also have a baraisa de Resh Lakish. The ikar tana de sova kevosi. That means there's one tana. We don't have a stam baraisa, but we have a kaponim, one tana that holds that there was prisha before the achnosa lamachna shchine. So we have a tana like Resh Lakish also. Avotemoli. Maiko maise mehodis anya kevosei de Resh Lakish. Where do you see here that there's one tana that holds like Resh Lakish? Dilme Rabbi Yochanan omaloch anoda omar afilo Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I also hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I never told like Rabbi Kiva. Da ad kan loy koma Rabbi Yosi Aglili ela besinai hochi have. Avala deiris loy gamrine mine loy mar de tizgi bebrisha shisha yomim. Kemoi besinai, kida omar rabshimim belokish, al tzach prisha shivas yomim.
כמוי במילוי, פרקטויס זה אמור די כקשה. די יסוד המחלוק הזה רבי יחמר השלוקיש is how many days prishid you need for Yom HaKippurim. And the יסוד המחלוק הזה is if you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, so you need Shisha Yomim. If you learn from Aaron, you need Shiva Yomim. So who says Bechlau, where do you see in Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Where do you see in from Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that there's a limud l'dairis of Prisha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish 6 days, but could be this has no shaykhis at all to the priest of the Kohen Gadol of Yom HaKippurim. So where's the Atanya Kevosid Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The Kasha is Amir de Kikasha. The Teretz is Mieshloima. Even the Ashkechon Rabbalozo, the Komar Besomuch. We learned Rabbalozo. The Komar Besomuch Vayikro El Moshe. Moshe Bechol Yisrael Oimdi. The Gemara says later that the Rabbi Loza held like Rabbi Kiva that the part Vayikol Moshe is speaking about Yom Matan Torah. Alma Rabbi Kiva Dorish Leilikroi. Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Kiva. Fine. Mistome. So now Taisva says another Knech. Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Omro. Mistomech, Rabbi Leza holds like Rabbi Kiva. Mistomech, he got this from Rabbi Yochanan, who was the Rebbe of Rabbi Loza. Va'av al gavdolei Omro Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Aye, he didn't say it Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Ashkronami besef per ke ishe Rabbi ki hai gavne. The Mora says we find that Rabbi Loza said things which originated from Rabbi Yochanan, and he did not mention that it's Rabbi Yochanan's Ashtik Torah. Gemara says, Ozo Rabbi Loza, Omar Lishmaite, Le Omro Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He said over Ashtik Torah, he didn't mention that it originated from Rabbi Yochanan. Ikbid Rabbi Yochanan. But he didn't say who it originates from. And after Rabbi Loza, Tamidach Yoshev Deirish Vakel Yoidim Shetayros Chis. The Lord says you shouldn't be mocked, but everyone knows. Rabbi Loza Zokta Shtik Teire, he got it from you, it's not his eigen. In Kain Rabbi Yochanan Dorish Lu Lekroi Ke Rabbi Kiva. So he dake holds like Rabbi Kiva. So in Mele, I mean, Lemaise, it's still very schwer. What's the Raya that Rabbi Yochanan Grad does not hold like your Taisa is the Kash, Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But who says you learn out from the Prisha of Moshe Rabbeinu Ledeiris? So my mail is not Tanya Kavosi, so Taisa says, Lamaisa Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Kiva. Because if Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rabbi Kiva. So my mail, we don't find a machloikis. If according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can learn out Ledeiris. So, could be that's a Dover Muskim, that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you could learn out Ledeiris. No, the Shaila is, if we pass on it, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can pass on it, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is over like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi that the Torah was written in Shiva the Besivin. So Memele, so therefore he learned that he says that the whole pasuk is speaking about before Matan Torah. Belavach itzach lizbek Rabbi Yossi, given the svilei b'shabbes pek Amar Rabbi Akiva, chamesh oynis amuchachosn v'akoch achsovel oker Rabbi Yossi, that holds like Rabbi Yossi that b'shiva b'siva nitna Torah. Misayelei l'Rabbi Loza. So the Gemara says, you know, Rabbi Loza said, Moshe b'kol Yisrael oimdim. The Gemara says, Messiah Rabbi Loza, because Rabbi Kiva also said this. So Tosfos lo yedana mashayach lemeima Messiah arayet Rabbi Loza b'milse de pligi tanoi. This is a machlokes tanoi, what's pshat in posuk. Arayet Rabbi Loza. Va'ader Rabbi, kulu tanoi de loike vosai. All the Tanoim besides Rabbi Kiva are not like Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Moshe ben Choresh, levad me Rabbi Kiva lechudei. So what's that? Messiah leil Rabbi Loza, v'shem ha-mishum dalochi, ki Rabbi Kiva mechaveiroi, koma Messiah leil.
So that's, we passed on it to Bekiva, so that's Messiah. It's Mechaveiroi, I don't hear, there's a whole bunch of Tanoim which are Chaylik and Bekiva. Moshe Shoma Yisrael Loi Shomu. So the Gemara asked Akash, from here we see that they didn't hear. And here you say, L'chalik Loi Kovet, by says that Kaiso did hear. So Memele, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the whole purpose of Ikra Moshe is lechalik leikoveid. So Kolcho Baisu said the Kal Yisrael did hear, but the other Tanoim hold that Ikra Moshe was not lechalik leikoveid. They're speaking about the seventh day after the Prisha. So Memele, so could be this drasha of Koylei Koyelov is going called the other Tanoim. But the Tais says, no, that drasha, the Kra, the Koylei Koyelov, Mistome, Lekem, and the Polig. Everyone is made to this drasha, it's a drasha, Muskemes. So Memele, we have a kasha. That the Gemara said to Terutzim, either there's a difference between Oil Moyed and Har Sinai, or Kriya and Dibbo. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Zrike Romi Kroi Kamei de Rab Elozer. Va Omri lo Oma Rab Zrike Rab Elozer Romi. Ksiv lo Yochol Moishe Lovei El Oyal Moye Ki Shochein Olov Ha'onam. Moishe Rabbeinu was unable to go to come into the Oyal Moye because Shochein Olov Ha'onam. So the oil moed kishochan olav ha'onon. Basis olav was over the oil moed. Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to go into the oil moed, and here it says we have a Moshe b'seichon. But lamed shetofso yakodish bochu le Moshe vehevioi ba'onon. So it seems that loyachol Moshe lovoi on his own accord into the Yom Moed Kishachad Olavana. But Yavi Moshe, that was the Rabbein Shalom, slept him in. The way Rabbi Yishmoyel Tone, it seems a different text. Nema kan besoich, nema laholon besoich, vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael besoich hayom, ma laholon shvil, d'chsiv amayim lam choyme, avkan shvil. There was a shvil in the onon, so that made it possible to go in. Zot the Gemara weiter. Vayikra al Moshe vayedaber. Lama igdem kriya ledibo limda teira darcheres. Shelo yoyma odom dover lechaveire elim kein kereye. There should previous come a kriya, and then there should be a dibo. Mesaile le Rabbi Chanine, dome Rabbi Chanine, lo yoyma odom dover lechaveire elim kein kereye. Leimer, what is Pshat Leimer? This pasuk vayikra. Omar Rab Musye Bar Berei de Rab Masye Mishmei de Rab Musye Rabbe. Minayin la'oima dover lechaveire shehu bebal yoima ad she yoima lo'ilech amoyer. He has to give him permission. Shenemar v'yidaber shem elov me'il moyed leimer. Let us see what Rashi says. Shehu b'bal yoyma. Talmud loyma leymo. Loy emoyer advarim elim kein noisin loy reshus. So leymo is loy emoyer. If one is told something, that does not mean that he's permitted to repeat it until he gets a het. Now, we had before on the Gimel Amud Beis, that Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yochanan that how could you learn out from the Miluyim, but just like by the Miluyim, everything is there la'akev, so the Prisha should be marked by the Kohen Gadol. So Mechlal de Tavayus Virulu Miluyim kol hakosov behem ma'akev behem. That means Rabbi Yochanan seemed to hold it for Akash. He didn't say that it's not like that. The Itma Miluyim Rabbi Yochanan v'Rab Chanina. Chad Omar kol hakosov behem ma'akev behem. V'chad Omar, and one of them holds dover ha'ma'akev l'doyres. A dover that l'doyres is ma'akev behem.
שאין מעקב לדרס, אין מעקב במסיב המחליקס רבי יוחנן עם רב חנינה. תסתיים ברבי יוחנן דום, הכל הכל עושה במעקב בן, מדקום עלי רב שמעון בן לוקיש רבי יוחנן, אימם אלוהים כל כל עושה במעקב בן, לא כמהד עלי ולא ימידי. אם רבי יוחנן נאצי הוסס, could be that the kolokosbem is not makibem. It's the stayim, so we see the machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanine, Rabbi Yechon held that everything is makib. Mechlal de tavai, mahad aleil, midom alei reishlokish Rabbi Yechon, ima miluim, kolokosbem idi, veoidilei, mechlal de tavai, vetistayim, plukted Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanine, de pligi, bohamilse, baalme, tistayim, mahochid Rabbi Yechon, daoma kolokosbem, מה אקפה בהם?